The Japanese Prime Minister visits the White House tomorrow to meet President Donald Trump. Japan has been an ally of the U.S. for a long time, but the new president's rhetoric has made it jittery about the way forward. NPR's Elise Hu reports.
From the honor guard ceremonies to the face-to-face meetings with his counterparts,
we had very candid, frank, but very warm discussions.
U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis struck a friendly tone when he represented the Trump administration in Tokyo last week. Mattis took Japan-favored positions that diverged from what the president said during the campaign. For example, he praised Tokyo for how much it pays for hosting U.S. troops.
Japan has been a model of cost sharing, of burden sharing.
And he spoke up against any military action over contested islands in the East and South China Seas.
I don't see any reason right now to think we cannot maintain stability in the Asia-Pacific region, especially with China.
While Mattis was making his alliance-affirming trip, his boss, President Trump, was back in D.C. criticizing Japan. Trump accused Japan of manipulating its currency, the yen, to help its exports. And on Twitter, he took aim at Japanese car maker Toyota for planning to build a plant in Mexico.
There's always this thing about in the Trump team of the good cop and bad cop. You know, Mattis is the good cop and Trump can be the bad cop. And so maybe it's all for theater.
That's Koichi Nakano, professor of political science at Tokyo's Sophia University.
Who knows? I mean, Trump tweets something and the whole conditions are going to change. And so we are giving in a situation that is really not accountable. Trump is not held accountable to anybody in any significant way at the moment.
Japan denies deliberately devaluing its currency. Shinzo Abe, Japan's prime minister, said he would explain monetary policy to the U.S. president in his talks with him tomorrow. The summit is expected to focus heavily on trade, says William Pesek, the Asia editor for the financial magazine Barron's.
What Abe has to impress President Trump is basically money, basically jobs. We in Japan will invest X amount of money in the U.S. as long as you have our back in Asia. You have our back against North Korea. You have our back against China.
To get the security it wants, Abe will present a package of ideas to invest as much as $150 billion in job-creating projects and U.S. infrastructure, namely high-speed rail. President Trump made improving infrastructure a key campaign pledge, as he laid out in a speech last August.
We will build the next generation of roads, bridges, railways, tunnels, seaports, and airports. That, believe me, folks, is what our country deserves.
But some ideas Abe will bring are likely projects that already didn't sell well in the U.S. Trump may want to see next-generation rail, but William Pesek says buyers in U.S. states and cities are skeptical.
Americans have never been all that interested in high-speed rail. This is a repackaging of what we've seen before. There's nothing new or innovative here. What's different is that you have a very transactional government now in the U.S. You have a transactional prime minister, and it'll be interesting to see the extent to which they can strike deals.
The deal-making will be done in a traditional setting, the White House, but move on to President Trump's private club in Palm Beach, Florida. That's where the two leaders are expected to continue their discussions over a round of golf. Elise Hu, NPR News, Tokyo.